Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. O Lord, open our eyes that we may see wondrous things in your law. Today is Saturday, August 2nd. Happy Saturday. We're in Luke 21 and in Psalm 21 today. The passages in Luke are about Jesus foretelling the destruction of Jerusalem, the coming of the Son of Man, and the lesson of the fig tree. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside the city depart, and let not those who are out in the country enter it. For these are days of vengeance, to fulfill all that is written. Alas, for women who are pregnant, and for those who are nursing infants in those days. For there will be great distress upon the earth and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive among all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars and on the earth, distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your heart be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. And every day he was teaching in the temple, but at night he went out and lodged on the mount called Olivet. And early in the morning, all the people came to him in the temple to hear him. Before we move on, let's just talk a little bit about what's going on here. When we discuss end times, it makes me a little anxious, but I like to hold on to two things here. One, the reminder that we should always stay vigilant in our faith and in watching for the Lord to return and not think, oh, he's never coming back, but to have that expectancy that the Lord will return. And then secondly, that our dependence has to lie with him. We have to remember that we're dependent upon God and we rely on his strength to help us to endure, if it's end times or the pressures and the suffering that all mankind experience in this interim period between when Jesus goes to be and seated at the right hand of God the Father and he comes again. Jesus, in this Olivet discourse, is preparing his disciples for the time when he will leave after he is crucified, dead, buried, resurrected, and then ascends into heaven. And he's reminding them that his return is certain. And in the meantime, they are to remember that he is in control and he will come again on the clouds with redemption for his disciples. And now let us turn over to the Psalms. Psalm 21, verse 13. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I hope you are having a wonderful Saturday, whether you're working or playing, resting or cleaning up, whatever you're doing today. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make His face to shine upon you. I'm reminded from the readings on Thursday that the scribes love to pray these big, long prayers. And I thought, man, sometimes we may just need to pray a short prayer. So here are two short prayers for us to pray today. Thank you. Will you say it with me? Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You fill in the blanks. Thank you. And then the second prayer for us today is, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on my family. Have mercy on our world. We pray in the words of Psalm 21:13, be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.